from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Yes, that microphone's hot.
Microphone's hot, huh?
Yes, that's the...
That's what you're supposed to say.
All right, from the El Pacifico in Southern California, world famous Phil Hendry Show. And here's this motor mouth, this Drake again. Jesus.
Thank you very much, General Shaw. Yes, this is the motor mouth Drake. And as long as he is, as long as he's ruling the roost, as long as he is the man, I imagine he will forever be opening our program in whatever hip-hop track we choose.
Well, let's stop with the Drake commentary because we're beginning to sound a little...
Sound a little lame.
Yeah, it's sounding lame, Phil.
Oh, well, excuse me. Let me just...
Hold on, I want it on this. Let me tell you something, lady.
Lady?
As long as I gotta keep hearing this Drake going, like this guy runs the whole hoppity hip. This guy thinks he runs the world. He runs the world.
Speaking of that, world famous, Phil.
Okay, thank you very much, bud. Hi, guys, welcome to the show. Jeez.
Now, let's tell everyone what happened yesterday.
Well, what happened yesterday, and we're going to get into the particulars of it. What happened yesterday, first of all, the night before, bud.
That was a load of weaselness. That didn't even... We're talking about weaselness.
He's talking about a load of old crap. You let the kid take the hit for you, Hendry.
No, I did not. I thought Bud wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well. If you heard the way that our podcast ended on Tuesday... Yeah.
Well, you're still belching. Good Christ. Are you still...
No, that's just from the Coca-Cola.
Well, if you've got any of the disease still in you...
Yeah, Phil, you'll need to go outside and air it out.
I don't have any... Here's what happened. I stopped by Tom Catton's health wagon.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, I stopped by Tom Catton's health wagon on Tuesday, and I was going to just talk business with him, was going to talk about, you know, doing a segment on the show. And he said, do you want a hot chocolate and a ham and cheese? I said, why not?
Wait, is that what he serves at the health wagon?
He said, yeah, it's very healthy. We're going to have him on. And it was during the day that I began to... Now, I'm not blaming that.
Talk about Tom Wagon Health Captain.
What do you mean, Tom Wagon?
I mean, Tom Captain Health Wagon. Are you saying the Tom Captain Health Wagon gave you the... Probably did it give you the Hershey squirts?
None of your business, okay?
Good God Almighty. Look at Bud. If you are going to be a child, the Hershey squirts...
Well, you know what I mean.
You're talking about diarrhea. Runny diarrhea is no shameful thing. It is disgusting, yes, but it's not a sin to have it. I've had a little touch of it over the last 3 days, Phil. And I can tell you...
Can I not, you know...
Oh, my God, like it's gross hearing it from me, more gross than you.
Margaret, we don't want to hear about your runny diarrhea.
I wanted to give some specifics.
No, but please, Ben Gray, don't do it. Please, don't do it.
Oh, well, okay. Good God.
Don't do it. Hear about it.
I'm going to get some tangerine juice.
But, Margaret, you know...
Excuse me.
All right, so here's the thing. I stopped off at Tom Catton's health wagon over there. It's on Pico near, it's right over there off of the 10. So I'm in there and I'm talking and it's all good. And so then on Tuesday night, I started to feel like, as the village fugs would say, homemade shit.
What do you mean the village fugs?
Doug Portman, a song they did.
Yeah.
Well, I want in on this. The Village Fugs were a wonderful East Village group headed by poet Ed Sanders.
Can we talk about that later?
Excuse me for breathing.
All right. So then, you guys know we kind of ended the show early. Now, yesterday, last night, I went to do the show, and I think the pre-show out of the way, and then I went to do the show, and I think we got a quarter of the way into the show, and I couldn't do it. So I just, we just suspended operations.
Yeah, well, but everybody just had to go home, and you look pretty bad.
Well, you said you had the ruddy diarrhea.
Margaret, I don't think I said it in quite those terms.
I was saying that you had the runny diarrhea because I'd had the runny diarrhea. Now, if you're wearing white pants...
Oh, God damn, man.
Well, what is with you?
Miss Henry?
Margaret, can we not hear about that right now?
It is clinical. This is a medical thing.
I know, but it's grotesque, okay?
It's coming from me, Phil. If it comes from me, you might as well... It's as if I'm talking about making sun tea.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Margaret. Because it's coming from you, suddenly talking about runny diarrhea, you might as well be talking about making confectionery chocolates. Holy sweet Swiss cheese Jesus.
What does that mean?
All right, hold on. So then I went...
Oh, he's going to continue with the story, is he?
Yes, he is. We're trying to hear what he's got to say.
Margaret, I appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Were you taken ill?
Now that you mention it, yes. That's why I was trying to say I had the running diarrhea.
God damn, man. You got to keep talking about that?
He just took the Lord's name in vain.
Bud, watch your language. Please, Margaret, not right now.
Whatever.
Ready, when I admit, next thing you know, she'll break out her white pants to see where they got streaked.
I had thought of it, yes.
No, thank you. So I get, on the air, and you guys saw what happened. I couldn't make it. I was sweating.
Yeah, you did. You looked like you busted out with some kind of malarial sweat.
Yeah, I was sweating. I wasn't feeling good. And so we suspended the show. Today we had yesterday we had a fantastic doubleheader put together by our crack production staff. Thank you, Bud and Alex.
You're welcome.
And we had August Selson and Dr. Ed Elcott. But I was, and what happened essentially is I just needed some sleep and I needed to, you know.
Well, you needed to clear your bowels out.
No, Margaret, it wasn't quite, you know.
Phil, everyone gets it, Phil, everyone.
Yeah, everyone gets it, huh? Yeah, does Jennifer Aniston get the runs?
What an ignorant question. Do you think I'm going to answer something like that?
Well, does she? You say everyone gets it.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Why not?
Because now you're taking it into an area that it does not belong. I said everyone gets the run.
All right, if everyone gets the runs, what about Jennifer Aniston?
I won't answer that.
All right, I'll answer it for you, Bud, yes.
Do you have actual information on that?
Yeah, see, that's it. You don't have actual information on that. So how dare you?
Oh, well, do you? Do you?
Maybe I do. Wouldn't you like to know? Oh!
Margaret, you just did the River Beast thing again.
What did I do?
You went, oh!
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Now, here is...
Well, I didn't mean to, and I'm not going to tell you whether Jennifer Aniston has ever had the runs. Nor will I tell you whether the young lady Angelina Jolie has ever had the what I call the Wild River runs, or the Brown Water. I will not answer that, because those are women of culture and class. But, you can well imagine...
Oh, okay, so yes?
I didn't say that, did I? However... Woo!
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want to say.
Margaret, you know, it's one thing. One of the things I hate is people who say, oh, I'm going to be a lady about this, or I'm going to be a gentleman about this. I'm not going to say anything. And then they sort of leak it out there.
Leak it out there.
Well, I'm pretty fine with Terry Leak.
Yes, pretty good. Well, you two simpletons, man, are easily amused, aren't you?
What was so funny about that?
It's not funny when you say leak it out there. See, here's the thing, Phil.
All right, I'm all finished with this conversation. Time out. Whistle.
What?
Yeah, what's that about?
Time out. We're not going to talk any more about this. I will just simply say that Tom Catton is coming up next. He's going to talk with us here, folks, in just a moment about our discussion there on Tuesday and how all of that came about. Let's go to Bob Bacon now. The traffic, Bob.
Hey, Bill, you ever had the River Runs? Man, you got the Brown Downs. And I tell you what, I got the Brown River Dance. Just the other day, we're out there on the Brown River. It's called the River Dance. You ever had the River Dance? Yeah, it's when you squat down the toilet, that thing comes out, and it comes out like Pusu. Hey, Bob Bacon, out here along the highways and byways out here along the river line. In Riverside and Mountain Mountain, to Denver, to Dino County, to traffic cow, and I've got a cow that's clamming all over. That's they're clamoring for more cow activity. Bob Bakey in traffic.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me for a minute.
Hargan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show's one-man show, The World of Phil Hendry, is coming to the Hollywood Improv. That will be on February the 5th. That's February the 5th. That is 1 week from... Holy sweet Christ, 1 week from today, Phil. How about them apples?
That's great.
All right.
What do you want me to say, Margaret?
Never forget it. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, The World of Phil Hendry, is coming to the Hollywood Improv on February the 5th. Get tickets, please, for this wonderful show. I'll be a part of it. General Galen Shaw will not be a part of it. Bud will not be a part of it. Robert won't be a part of it, but Mavis, his aunt, will be a part of it. Ted Bell will be a part of it. Tom Catton will not be a part of it. And
thank you very much. So that's coming up on Thursday, world-famous Phil Hendry Shows, The World of Phil Hendry, Hollywood Improv. Get your tickets now at the World of the Hollywood Improv website for The World of Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much for preempting me like that.
Sorry, Margaret, you're getting into who will and who won't be there.
Woo! Oh, isn't this nice? do, do, do. Oh, girl, I want to make you sweat. Isn't this interesting, ladies and gentlemen? This, then, is Inner Circle, the same group that did Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
What is it that you wanted to do?
Well, I think it would be fun.
Oh, for God's sake, are you putting me on or something? She wants to do Bad Boys, which is the song from that cops show where they have the all the people getting arrested and so forth.
Yeah, what do you want to do that for?
Because I think it would be a change of pace for what I usually do. Now, Frank, as you know, Phil, has started booking me into the Egg Factory. I've got a date at Clam Den 3. I've got all of these seafood houses. I don't understand this.
Well, as I get it, Frank is, or as I understand it myself, Frank's booking you into a lot of places that are beach places, right?
Well, when you say beach places...
Yeah, that's why they have clam... That's why they got the clam names. They're all named after a clam.
And what is that supposed to mean? Because so it's near the ocean?
Yeah, near the ocean. Naturally, it's all going to be named after clams.
Well, what about other fish? You know, there are things in the ocean other than clams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, I see. So the word for seafood in your mind, Bud, is clam.
Well...
All right, so the point is that Frank.
My husband's name is Frank, not Book. Get a load of him.
Jesus, Phil. Maybe you need to lay down some more and have someone put a cold compress on your forehead, because I think you've got the Central American squirts, malaria style.
All right, I'm fine. I feel great. I misspoke. Let's get on the line right now. Our good, close, personal friend, Tom Catton. Tom, as you know, is the owner of the Health Wagon. He joins us from the Health Wagon in Santa Monica this afternoon. Did you know that,
No, I didn't. Tom, hi, it's Margaret Grant. I didn't know you were in Santa Monica.
Oh, hello. Well, that is absolutely correct, Margaret. We've been in Santa Monica on Pico for probably about 2 years now.
Now, tell us what happened here, because Phil's got,
In your own words, Tom.
Well, Phil, you know, I don't know what happened. I know that you stopped by, and you wanted to talk to me about some... you wanted to talk to me about a possibility of being on your program as a guest host. Now, I asked you, were you hungry? And you said, your words, not mine. You said, as a matter of fact, don't mind if I do. And you picked up a ham and cheese or a ham and Swiss, I think is what it was.
It was a ham and cheese on a croissant.
Yes, on a double croissant and a hot chocolate that we make at the... Health Wagon. And I said, bon appetit. And Phil, I don't think I'm stretching the truth here when I say that you put the sandwich and you drank the hot chocolate. You put both of those things away. If I was keeping a record book, I'd say record-breaking time.
So were you hungry?
I guess I was hungry, yeah.
Well, you gobbled it down. I said, would you like it? Before I could even ask, do you want a napkin? You had shoved it into your mouth using the heel of your hand. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're wrong. No, I didn't eat that fast.
All right, then I must have you mistaken with someone else. I'm not exactly sure who that would be, but I thought I saw you decidedly. You had your mouth open. Terry's here. My daughter Terry is here. Honey, how did Mr. Hendry...
He went...
That was Terry showing... She was just showing me with that... Do it. Just grab one of those buns. Grab one of the sourdough buns, honey. Show me.
Yeah.
Now, that's the... I put the phone up to Terry's mouth. That is the sound you made, Phil, when you gobbled it.
But he gobbled it, I'm sure.
I'm sorry. When you put the sandwich away, I didn't mean to say you gobbled anything. I would never be so obscene.
Well, about so, Mr. Cat, Mr. Henry, the speed of which he ate it doesn't make any difference. I mean, was it infected with some kind of infectious bug? Give him a squirt.
Well, when you say Robert the Squirt...
That's a very crude way of saying, was Phil thinks it was unsanitary.
I heard that, Phil, and I'm profoundly hurt by that. You know, we try and keep a very fresh and fastidious kitchen.
I understand, and I'm not, and I don't mean to cast aspersions, but I gotta tell you, when I walked in and you said, do you want something to eat? And I said, sure. And I reached over and grabbed that sandwich.
Well, right there was the number one problem. I said, would you like something to eat? And you said, oh, yeah, here, this'll do. And you reached over to a pan that had been sitting out maybe for I don't know how long.
You said anything on that pan. You pointed to the pan. You said you just served breakfast.
Yes, we just served breakfast, but we hadn't served breakfast for 24 hours. So it was a day-old pan. And not to mention the hot chocolate.
Well, the hot chocolate was hot, though.
The hot chocolate may have been hot. It doesn't mean it was any newer. It wasn't new. It was 24-hour-old hot chocolate, Phil.
How could it be 24 hours old and it was hot?
That's how hot we make it. We make it at the temperature, and again, I want people to understand, we feel the temperature that McDonald's coffee was served to the old lady at, which basically scalded the skin off her thighs, and that was wrong. That was very wrong, Phil. But what we do is we make it at that temperature, and then we hold off selling it for a while, perhaps a day, maybe less. But it certainly isn't at the temperature where it's going to sear the skin off an old lady. And that is that's our bar of excellence. Don't let it sear the skin off the old lady.
All right, well, look at Tom. This is General Shaw. Let's cut through the horse dung here. I'm not accusing you of anything, but the fact of the matter is, Phil got the runs and the two-day squirt from what you had on that tray.
I'm not buying that. I'm sorry, and that is why I wanted to talk to Phil and ask him what he was accusing me of. You know, Phil, it's called the health wagon.
I know it's the health wagon. I'm not accusing you. I'm not saying that this is something that is irrevocable. I'm not saying that it isn't anything that can be corrected. I'm not saying that I got it as a part of your menu. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what Mr. Catton sells at the health wagon, as far as I know, is as healthy as can be.
Oh, as far as you know. That's a very qualified endorsement.
Yeah, well, that is... It's a little weird.
Yeah, well, if you said this, Tom, if you said, for instance, what we serve... Excuse me. I belched.
I hope you're not accusing me of having given you that sort of interrupting gas.
The what?
You just said you belched.
Yes, I did.
Are you saying you got it from me?
No, I'm not saying that, Tom. I'm saying...
All right, okay. I was just trying to find out.
I'm saying... That the... I don't know, Phil. You take it away, will you, for Christ?
Well, no, wait. She's saying the food that you serve is okay, right?
The food we serve at the health wagon is A-okay, yes. I don't know how many different ways I've got to say it. I don't know how many different ways you want me to spell it out. But the food is good, and it's getting better all the time. I would be very happy to eat any of the food that we serve on our menu. And I would be a man of... in fact, Phil, I sent over, I don't know whether Bud got that, those... Bud, did you get our chocolate... the chocolate health stuffings?
Oh, yeah, they're in the other room. I should bring them in, Mr. Henry.
Now, what are these?
They were sent over from the health wagon. Yeah, and they're the chocolate stuffings.
Yeah, these are health stuffings, Phil. What they are stuffed donuts. They're basically pastries stuffed with our special chocolate health mix. You can eat six or seven of these, and they only put on about 200 calories. They're very, very healthy, and I think you'd love them.
All right, now, Tom, we're going to eat these, but I understand Phil is coming off of this terrible diarrhea.
I understand. Where is it? Do you have it, Bud?
Yeah, well, here, there's one here, Mr. Henry.
Tell you what, my stomach is still a little, I hope you don't mind, it's a little sensitive. Why don't we have the general...
No, Phil, when you say that your stomach is still sensitive, that you're saying that, you know, my food is still something you wouldn't feed to a rat, and that...
I've never said that.
That is the I think that's the takeaway. When you get the two-day squirt, when you get the Czechoslovakian two-step, when you get that south-of-the-border run, when you get the Brown River is what we're saying.
All right, okay. When he gets that, he's saying what?
He's saying, excuse me, General,
Well, you guys are not getting to the point here. Phil is simply saying that in the kitchen he might have gotten this.
I've sent over some food. Why don't you have one, General?
All right, don't mind if I do. What is this called?
This is called the health stuffing, right?
This is a chocolate-stuffed donut. It is a pastry, General. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, let me try this.
Looks delicious.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't eat, man. I wouldn't feed that to a Viet Cong prisoner. No way. No, a guy that I was about to waterboard. I wouldn't feed.
You know, that is, the general is a, I'll say it, you're a liar.
I'm a liar, am I?
Yes, you are. And I should never have sent the...
Let me have one of them. Let me have one, okay?
I think he's putting it on.
Oh, gall! I gotta go. I gotta spit this out.
Well, what in the name of God?
That is, you know, that's really wrong, and...
Let me have a bite here, bud.
What is wrong with you, Phil?
La la.
All right, Phil has left the room.
All right, you know what? Expect a phone. Please tell Phil to expect a phone call from my attorney. This is slander.
Let me have a bite of one.
No, there's no point, because you're going to put on the same act these other guys have.
No, I promise you I will not, Tom. Let me have that, bud.
I haven't even had none. Well, me neither. Hey, Mr. Catton.
You know what? All of you people could go and rot. Rot in the hell. Rot in the hell of your own choice. Your own private hell. A hell that is constructed from childhood nightmares. Just rot in it. Just rot in it. Sorry.
I'm the only host now.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I'm hanging up. Please rot.
Okay,
Bill, take over.
I'm taking over. Okay, everyone, my name's Bud Dickman, and Mr. Henry ate up a bad donut from the cat wagon. From Tom Cat and Wagon. And Mr. Henry, you okay? General Shaw, sir?
I got a pain.
Miss Gray?
Hello?
Yeah, they're,
Boy, man, I've never heard of anybody in my wildest dreams getting sick or made sick and everything.
Now, they're supposed to call up. His lawyer going to call up and be talking to us here in a minute about it. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be back to talk a lawyer who's going to talk about it. I'm Bud Dickman. Remind you to go to the Phil Henry, World of Phil Henry on the Hollywood Improv on February the 5th. Get tickets at the Hollywood Improv for the February 5th, World of Phil Henry.
Yeah. Go to World of Phil Henry.
We're taking over hosting because Mr. Henry ate one of Tom Catton's health wagon donuts, and there's difficulties. They're having difficulties now.
Oh, la la.
Well, I heard that the devil's walking around. I saw my soul laying down in the dirt.
There's a serious need for people in our community to shepherd our young boys. Hello, I'm Sheriff John Brown of the Brownsville Sheriff Station, reminding you that this month is Shepherd a Child Month. Be sure to walk with a child across the street. If possible, make sure they have a babysitter. If you can possibly remember to do it, check their food so there's no poison. Make sure they don't run in front of automobiles or perhaps eat broken glass. It's unusual. It's a wild thing. I understand it's probably taking too much time out of your day. But if we do any of these things, we may be able to save, I don't know, one, two kids a year. So I don't give a damn. Sheriff John Brown, Protect a Kid Month.
All right, this is Bud Dickman on a Phil Henry Show. Mr. Henry, you okay?
Yeah.
Boy, he is bad off, man.
Yeah, I don't want to call him. What happened, Mr. Henry, is that he ate a bad donut, and so did Ms. Gray, and so did General Shaw, and they are now in the toilet. That I understand.
Yes, they are. That's some we don't want to be talk about, but Robert just saw that they are in the toilet area. And it has turned into a toilet. I mean, it's turned into a toilet-worthy moment. And I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to get on a phone now. The attorney that had been hired by Mr. Catton, and that is Harvey Wyman. We are very familiar with Mr. Wyman. He's always been very fair and forthright with us on our show, and we do want to talk with him now about, you know, what. And Mr. Wyman, good morning, good night, I'm kind of nervous.
Let me stay. Is this Dickman?
Yes, Mr. Wyman.
Don't get too fancy schmancy. You know what? Why was I called?
Did you not get a call from your client, Mr. Catton?
Yeah, Tom Catton was a client of mine, but he didn't tell me.
Well, Mr. Wyman, this is Robert Leonard. Phil Henry got the runs, the squirt. And the okey doke squirt from eating that food.
Is Henry claiming he got the squirts from eating Tom Catton's food?
Yes, sir, he is.
Jesus H. Christ. Well, I will tell you now, that's a lawsuit. We'll sue from here to there because Tom Catton, I eat at Catton's place all the time, and
Tom Caden's on a horn.
I don't want to talk. Keep him off the phone. I don't want him on the air. I don't want him anywhere near this.
Hey, good morning. Hello, Harvey. This is Tom Caden.
What did I just tell you, Wireman?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Caden.
Well, wait a minute. You can't...
Did you hang up on him?
Yes, sir.
Good. Keep him on. I do not want my client talking. I will speak for my client. Tom Caden's Health Wagon is one of the finest wagons imaginable. You can go and eat for healthy greens. Oh, God, I'm tired. You can go and eat healthy greens. I've been a lawyer for a long time, and just the endless bullshit that you...
It's kind of tiring, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it's very tiring, Robert. Anyway, Tom Caden's Health Wagon is where I go. No, I'm not doing an endorsement. Tom Caden's Health Wagon is a terrific place, and Mr. Hendry claims that he got the Czechoslovakian two-step. Boy, I tell you what, Hendry has got all kinds of balls, doesn't he? He must have a ball factory where when he just wears out one pair of balls, he goes to the ball factory and gets a new pair. I mean, this guy, the balls in this guy never, ever end. Thank you very much. This is Harvey Wireman report. Oh, no, I'm not doing a report.
No, so you are saying, and then we got to get Ted Bell on here, too.
Don't have Ted Bell on.
I don't. What's that got to do with me?
No, nothing, but you are saying, is Mr. Caden going to sue?
Mr. Caden will not sue if Mr. Henry will come forward and say, in no uncertain terms, that he was... Ah, shit, I can't breathe.
But... I'm sorry. Mr. Henry's not here. He got sick from the two-step, from the food at Tom Caden Health Wagon. Mr. Wireman is Tom Caden's attorney. Said he's not going to sue if what?
Well, that sounds like he won't sue if he apologizes.
Yeah, if he apologized to Tom Caden for the dirty things that he said. Okay, we're going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show. There's K-Comp in a little bit. And this is a brand new one here on the Phil Henry Show. And Mr. Henry, are you better, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I think so, yeah.
What?
I said I think so, yeah.
But.
And I am too.
What?
Yeah. Why don't you get out of the way, will you?
I get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. I get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. I get fucked up, we ain't doing much, trying to have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Get
fucked up. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm feeling a little bit better now. I got to tell you, that was the worst garbage.
That almost paralyzed me with...
That was no question.
That was almost paralyzing how bad it was.
You guys put me on.
No, we're not putting you on. It was almost like eating... I don't want to say it was like eating fecal matter, because I don't know what that's like, but... If I were forced to describe what it's like, I would have to say it's like eating something from Tom Caden's Health Wagon. All right. Don't applaud that, bud.
Well, why'd you say all right? You know?
You did, but kind of, Mr.
I don't know. It just seemed like a good timing. All right, it's time now to visit our good friend Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills, and find out what's on Ted's mind.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Yep. Come on.
Get a foot over there. Hey, everybody, Ted here from Ted to Beverly Hills. A big announcement coming up today here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. A big announcement about the restaurant and a big announcement about the one-man show. I can't ever get...
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Ted, that's okay. We'll take it from here, man. So you have a big announcement.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, because I heard it, I was very concerned, you, Margaret, and the general. You guys all right?
Yeah, we're all right, Ted. It was this Tom Caden's Health Wagon.
Now, can I say something, Phil?
Well, we do want to get onto your announcement.
Yeah, no, but can I just say, you know, I do not believe, and I'm not here to rain on anyone's parade. I certainly would not want to rain on the parade of a good young man like Tom Caden who's trying to get his business underway. But I think it is a very suspect thing to go and eat at a guy's health food stand who is only... just now, you understand what I'm saying, beginning to branch out into the world of food. I think when you're serving food, when you're asking people to eat food that you have prepared in a kitchen, you're going a long way out on a limb. You are going a long way out on a limb, and you've got to do it right, and you've got to do it the best possible way. And I think a guy like Tom Cat, who's a health food fanatic, I understand that, but he's making chocolate stuffed donuts that are healthy, and he's making. And then you picked up what did you pick up?
I don't really want to get into it. We just had one of his stuffed donuts.
Yeah, and I heard the three of you gag and run out of the studio. That is not good. You understand that?
We understand that, Ted. There's no question that Tom's got a long way to go. But now Phil's got the threat of a lawsuit.
Well, if you need an attorney, I've got a great attorney. You know, Frank Gray, well, he's an entertainment attorney.
I can't use any attorney that we've had on the show. I can't use Harvey. He's representing Tom Catton. I can't use Frank because that would be a conflict of interest. I'm sitting here saying, if you're listening, Tom, we don't want to go that route, okay? I will certainly apologize, and I do apologize. I'm sure your food is fantastic, and I think what happened there is maybe, you know.
Well, maybe it was a bad batch, you know? You got a bad batch. Someone, Phil, it's possible, and Tom, this is Ted Bell. I don't want to tell your business. I know you don't like, but I've been in the restaurant business a long time. Sometimes you get these smart-ass kids that are working for you late at night, and they are angry because you're not paying them enough, and then the kid looks and he sees some kind of mix that's going to go into a donut, and he says, well, okay, I know how I'm going to get straight with this guy. And they pull their pants.
Oh, for God's, are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yes, I am. They pull their pants down, and they, you know what they do, so.
Jesus, that's a criminal act.
You better believe it's a criminal act. Did I say it wasn't? So if I were you, Tom, I'd look into that. And then have the courage, have the moral courage as well as the physical courage to eat your own food. Go and get those donuts that Phil and Margaret and the general just ate and almost gagged up on. Eat one and then stand there before God and man and tell all of us it tastes, you know, just like pumpkin pie. Okay, to quote our good friend Samuel Jackson.
All right. So tell me about the restaurant and how things are going at Ted's of Beverly Hills and how it may impact your appearance on our one-man show.
Well, I want to be very, very clear when I say this, Phil, that I very much appreciated being a part of the one-man show, but I have heard criticisms that have hurt me, and I will...
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Well, what am I talking about? Margaret, you were one of the people that fomented these. I heard them from other people that my part of the show is not all that great, that the others are much greater. I lead the show off. I'm not a good lead. I've heard it all.
Ted, I was talking.
Oh, no, hey there, sunshine. Wait a minute. You know, I want to finish.
I don't like being called sunshine either.
Margaret, will you let the man finish? So you started these rumors, huh?
I didn't start any rumors. I had an opinion.
Well, you had an opinion that my part of the one-man show blows duck, I think were the words you said. There was a BD. What is BD?
It's code.
All right, well, it's code for blows duck, isn't it?
You know what? I don't have to answer these questions, Phil.
Wait. What code are you talking about?
There were coded intercepts. There were messages that Margaret had been passing backstage. Bud got one of them, and then he passed it to me.
I'm sorry.
You are a real crawling... You are a dirty...
I'm sorry, but I gotta be right about it.
That was Bramley. Ted Bell's a sponsor.
I asked you not to show anybody that.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you had BD on it, right? You thought that was code?
Well, I guess it isn't now, is it, Bud?
I get it. When he said to me, what's BD mean? And he grabbed me by the collar, and he was dangling me outside the car of the window.
What do you mean outside the car of the window?
Were you in the limousine with him?
Yeah, I took Ted, I took the kid, what's his name, Bud, and I took Ted, who is me, but I like to speak of myself in the third person. I said, I took Ted Bell and I took Bud Dickman for a ride around the Mission near Stage Works. I grabbed him by the jacket and I dangled him out the window of the limousine and I said, what's BD? And he told me, blow duck. Or something like that.
It's blows, if you want to know, it's blows duck. And yes, your opening blows duck.
It blows duck, which is as low as it gets.
I'm sorry, Ted, but the way you push your weight around backstage...
All right, see what you're doing here, Margaret, is behind the scenes, you are destabilizing this show. Maybe I have an opinion. Maybe I think Ted's doing fine.
Well, you think he's doing fine?
That's not what you said.
Bullshit. I never made any comment about Ted not being strong.
No, Phil, that's all right. I know how this plays out. This is a power struggle between Margaret and me, and you can win it, Margaret, because I've got $500,000 worth of improvements that are going into my restaurant, and I've got to be around here to oversee them.
Well, that was one of the things that I thought was on your mind, the improvements to the restaurant. I didn't say that you're worthless in the show. I said your opening there in San Francisco, BD, it blew. It blowed, and it was blue duck. as in B-L-U-E, duck, which is one of your specials, isn't it?
Don't try to tell me because we serve blue duck. You're not trying to get in and try to tell me that that's what that meant.
No, no, it meant exactly that, but it also meant the B-L-E-W.
Well, I don't understand what the...
He just said, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
Margaret, let me deal with this.
Hey, let me ask something, Ted. You know, I don't know. I didn't see the show. Are you saying you'd rather not be in the show?
I'd love to be in the show, but I've got to oversee the renovation that's happening at my restaurant. I got $500,000 worth of renovations that are happening at the restaurant. $500,000 of renovations that are happening at the restaurant, and they're happening and will be happening now through the end of March. And
well, what kind of renovations?
Well, I mean,
Well, he's just thinking of them now.
No, I'm not. I got $500,000 building loan, and we are going to go and do what we got to do. Am I just thinking of them now? Okay, yes. I know I got $500,000 with which I can do some renovation. I do want to do renovation. I just didn't know where I was going to start it. Now you're going to hold my feet to the fire, and meanwhile, you're telling me that my entire opening act there at the restaurant or at Phil's one-man show was might as well be named after one of our specialties of the house, Blue Duck? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. You take the most well-intentioned comments.
Well, Ms. Blair, that's not very well-intentioned.
Well-intentioned? My opening BD, I saw it in the coded message.
This wasn't the imitation game with all kinds of coded messages. I said to Dickman, here's my opinion, BD.
Yeah, and said that it blown duck.
No, not blown duck. B-L-U-E.
And B-L-E-W. You just admitted to it.
So what's it to you?
What's it to me? Why do I want to be a part of a show?
But how about if the guy who is the actual star of the show, me, likes your opening, likes what you do?
Well, I haven't heard this really articulated this way, Phil.
I've told you you've done a good job, haven't I?
Well, yeah.
Then why would Margaret's opinion matter?
Why would my opinion... I'm a seasoned performer, Phil.
I know you're a seasoned performer, Margaret, but your opinion of Ted's performance ultimately is not the decider. My opinion is.
Well, you know what, Phil? She has depressed me comparing my performance to a duck that got blue as opposed to the blue plate special.
You know, why don't you people quit talking about blown ducks and get right down to it? Did he suck or what?
You know, I don't think I suck.
Well, in my opinion, the performance on Friday night, yes.
Okay, I don't think he did. And Margaret, to be honest with you, there may be some people who thought your performance sucked.
Oh, my God.
Well, you'd be able to say that to people.
What? Excuse me.
No, Margaret.
No, excuse me. I want to get up and find out where those rotans are. I'm going to take a walk outside, see if it's raining, take a deep breath of air, and try to get my bearings and try to reestablish a good sense and a reason to go on living. Fuck it.
Oh, come on.
I mean it.
You know, see, that's what she does. No. That's what I know exactly what she does. I talked to Frank about it. She goes and she walks around like a prima donna, like she's going to blow her brains out of her head.
Excuse me, what do you mean blow? There you are with that word.
No, I said blow your brains out of your head.
What does that mean?
Suicide.
Oh my God! You'd accuse me of a sin, which I don't believe in God.
Yeah, so.
But it is a sin.
Okay, so thank you very much. Anyway, I would say this. I would say Ted that you're doing a great job. If you can be in our show Thursday night.
So you want me at your show Thursday night?
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, you, Mr. Bell. It's really bitching. Everybody likes it.
Yeah. What about this BD?
Well, you forget about the BD and the blown duck. And everything else.
You know something, Ted? I will say this. Maybe you are good on stage, but the blue duck you serve at your restaurant, God, man, it would gag a buzzard on a shit wing.
What did you say?
What did you say, Margaret?
It would gag a buzzard on a shit wing.
You said gag a buzzard on a shit wagon.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
How do you know? I was whispering.
Because you did.
That's exactly what you said, Margaret, because I heard you say it.
What did I say?
You said gag a buzzard on a shit wagon, and I can hear the shit wagon part.
Yeah, she's back out there.
Yeah, she sure is.
All right, Ted, I do want you to be at the show. I think it would be outstanding. You are a very, very valued member of our cast, and we have a lot of fun when you're there. If you can make it, if you are, involved heavily in the,
Doing renovations.
If you're involved heavily in renovations.
Well, we've got a lot of things we're going to be doing. I will tell you this. We are going to redo the toilets. The men's room and the women's room has got to. Our restaurant, ladies and gentlemen, is a great restaurant.
Well, you know, I just got a message here. There's a text here from Tom Catton who said, you got some pair on you talking about his restaurant when you got a restaurant with a smell in it like you do.
All right, let me, Tom, I know you're listening. The smell that you are talking about is old restaurant smell. It's the good, rich smell of old prime. It's meat. It's the smell of meat. What I'm saying is it's the rich. It's not the stink of a decayed piece of cheese. Our restaurant has the smell of a rich meat. All right?
Well, rich meat doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, I want in on this. Rich meat doesn't sound that good at all.
Oh, you want in on it, huh? What do you want in on? You want in on the meat?
You dirty...
You asked for it.
There she goes again.
Yeah, Margaret, are you coming or are you going?
How dare you?
Anyway,
get Frank Gray on the phone. What is going on around here, man? Hold on, Ted.
Well, no, I want to talk to Frank.
What's going on around here?
I don't know. Frank Gray called up and said, put me right through because I want to talk to the bell. And I said, well, Mr. Gray, you know, it's Mr. Henry. He said, I don't care. Put me through. I want to talk to the bell.
Okay, Ted, I got you on the line here with Frank Gray.
Hey, how are you, young man?
Hey, Frank, what's the problem?
The problem is you're talking to my wife. Now, that is the woman I love. He calls me up and he says that you are disgusted by getting blown.
I didn't. It was her that said my act on the show, BD, Blow Duck.
That Blue Duck, that's the thing that, Phil, if you've been to Ted's of Beverly Hills, you know she has Blue Duck on the menu.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Margaret.
No, that doesn't make any difference. She was saying that Blue Duck meant my act, Blue Duck.
Yeah, well, you hear what she's saying? I think that...
God damn it, I hate being called a she.
The other thing. But what she's saying is wrong.
Frank Gray suffers from gender confusion, folks, calling hims hers and hers hims.
And the way that she said it. Now, when he called me up and said that Ted Bell had been accusing him of a nefarious... I get on the phone, you know, and a thing like that. But what did you say to him about meat?
I said there's a meat smell, and she said, well, are you sure it's bad meat? And I said, well, you seem to be interested in the meat part.
All right, so you did say to him, so you were basically saying to him, wouldn't you like to see my meat? Isn't that it?
No, I did not say that. I did not say that.
I'm going to have to go over there and talk with you, and I'm not threatening you or anything, Ted.
I hope you're not.
Well, maybe I am, because you're going to talk to my wife and say to him, wouldn't you like to know how the meat gets...
I didn't say anything of the sort. You're taking all of that...
Frank, we were here. If you want to know what it was, Ted was saying that there was an old meat smell to his restaurant that he had to get rid of, and Margaret was there saying, yeah, I'll bet there is, and that's when Ted said, well, wouldn't you like to know about the meat?
All right, so what are you saying he said?
Who?
Margaret, my wife.
Oh, she said... That are you sure it's meat? Something like that.
Yeah, she's being all smart-ass about it and everything else.
Who's that? Is that Dickman?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dickman, I want you to be very clear. What did he say?
Who?
My wife. Never mind. I've got too much to do. Would you have my wife? Have him call me, please, okay? Margaret, is he there?
Hey, Margaret, it's Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Give me a call. I got to find out what... Did you say that, Ted, did you say her blue duck, was that it?
I said to him that his part of the act...
God, fuck all this.
What did he say?
Well, you heard him. And we hung up on everybody. Ted Bell, can you get Ted back?
Yeah. Hey, Ted, I'm sorry, Mr. Ted.
What, you heard what he said, right?
I heard him say, F all of this.
Yes, because he's frustrated with all of you.
No, I think he's frustrated with you. I think he's frustrated with you.
You will not comment on my marriage to my husband.
Well, what other marriage do you have besides one to your husband? Goodbye. I'm busy. I got renovations. I got to get the meat stink out.
Yeah, I'll bet you got to get the meat stink out. Yeah, well, go ahead, BD.
You're a...
So here are people, folks.
Phil, can I say something?
No, hold on. Here are people, folks, and I notice you've been quiet, General.
No, I've been enjoying watching this whole thing collapse in on itself. I love listening to Bell to Gray and to Margaret here, I love hearing the three of them just burn everything alive. Just burn up a relationship of years.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. Here are people who have been friends for years, and just like that, they're calling each other names, they're threatening each other with violence, they're saying this one blows. BD, blue duck.
No, blown duck.
I don't care if it's blown duck or blue duck, and I sure as hell... I sure as hell am not interested in what kind of meat smell is in Ted's place as opposed to the smell of bad cheese, which is essentially what you said, Margaret, right?
I said, if you'll stop putting words in my mouth, don't say it, bud, because every time I say putting words in my mouth, you go, ooh.
Well, I mean, it's like you want to put something in your mouth.
I want to put something in my mouth.
Got away.
You won't always get away.
Wait a minute. Now, what happened was, there was a comment by Ted. He said that he's got to get the stink out of his restaurant.
He's got an old restaurant there. It is long overdue for the renovations. And yes, there's a smell of old prime rib in the place. Now, at the health wagon where Tom Catton holds forth, the place has stunk from day one. We know it. You know it. He knows it. The health department probably knows it. And you're trying to be a nice guy, and I appreciate that, Phil, but Tom Catton's health wagon smells of cheese, and it smells of cheese and bad ideas. That's what it smells of.
There you go. And the whole thing's a bad idea. If you want my two or three or whatever, how many cents you want to put in on it. But to listening to you people, boy, I like to set me free listening to you jackasses.
All right, well... we will have Ted Bell at our one-man show.
So you are hard and fast in that.
Hard and fast.
So you think I'm saying hard...
Ow! Ow!
All right, yes, I'm going to have Ted Bell there.
And you feel that's the right decision?
Yes, Margaret. Give me a break, will you? And quit passing these coded messages about BD. You did fine.
Well, that's not what you said.
No, I said, what if there were people who thought you stunk? And maybe there were people there who didn't like what you did. And maybe there were people there who didn't like the things that you said. And maybe there were people there who didn't like... anyway, here's a new one from Slipknot. It's called Wait and Bleed. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell here for Ted's of Beverly Hills. I hope you'll be with me at the grand reopening of Ted's of Beverly Hills at the end of March when we are there and with our colors on and our flags flying. We are going to have the reopening of Ted's of Beverly Hills at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Don't forget, the World of Phil Henry is at the Hollywood Improv on February the 5th. Tickets available now. It's at 8 o'clock. And the tickets are available at the Hollywood Improv website. Go there now and buy the tickets for To You See Phil Henry. All right? You understand?
Good.
All right, Slipknot, Wait and Bleed, I think is the name of that, right?
You don't know what half the songs, you need glasses or something, man.
What kind of glasses do you wear?
I wear these Dr. Dean Adele, as Rush calls them, Dr. Dean Adele. I don't know, they're the ones from the...
you wear do you get the ones off the rack?
Yeah, he does, goes right into the pharmacy and gets them off the rack. Is that what you're supposed to do with Miss Henry?
What?
Is that what you're supposed to do with them?
Yeah, are you supposed to consign your eyeballs, your precious vision, to stuff off the rack in a pharmacy?
No, I'm going to go to the ophthalmologist. I mean, look, I didn't know this, but Lens Crafters, and this isn't a commercial, folks, but a friend of mine went over to Lens Crafters, they have eye doctors there now.
Oh, yeah, they've got eye doctors at these places, man. You're not just dealing with an optometrist anymore.
See, I never wanted to go to those places because... It was an optometrist, and an optometrist is a guy that can fit you for glasses, but he's not a doctor.
You know, the way you just said the glasses, he can fit you for glasses. No, I'm not making fun, Phil, but you said fit you for glasses.
Well, that's it. He can fit you for glasses.
Right. Well, they do have, I believe, at some of these places, eye doctors, but you've got to have your eyes checked. You cannot consign the very preciousness of your vision, Phil. Do you know that vision, oh, God, it's so precious. It is so, it is precious, and yet it is a curse, considering some of the things you have to look at in this world, isn't it? You know, every month I love to look at the Inquirer when they have the disgusting and dastardly fashions. You know what I guess none of you guys know what I'm talking about.
Well, I know what you mean. I mean, Patsy, she looks at the, you're talking about the fashions of the movie stars?
Yeah, some of them wear very interesting fashions.
But you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground about the fashions that the movie stars wear. I'm talking about some of the god-awful stuff that you see women who should be able to afford better, and yet they cloak themselves as if they are bag women, but not just bag women who start every day with a big, big mug of mushroom tea. Do you know what I'm saying? You know?
Well, you're talking about like a mug of mushroom tea.
What do you mean? They're starting every day with by flipping out on some flip-out drug or something?
Yes, that's right, a flip-out drug.
You're talking about hallucinogenic.
Well, that's what I said, a flip-out drug.
Well, all right, so what about it?
What about what?
Well, so there are a lot of women who wear...
I was saying there are times when your vision is a curse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you think of those times?
Not really. I mean, the vision is always going. I'd much rather have eyes than not have eyes. Remember what Kurosawa said? Remember what Akira Kurosawa said? An artist must never close his eyes. Bud Dickman.
Yay!
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Would you watch your language? But what does that mean?
What it means is...
I don't know what it means, Mr. Henry. It means...
Could you let Phil do it, please?
It means if you are an artist, you should never close... If you are... Nobody should ever close their eyes, to be honest with you. I don't think people should ever close their eyes. And
what does it mean, never close your eyes?
You should see everything, even the most ugly, even the most frightening things. You should open your eyes to them and look at them and see them, but particularly if you're an artist. So when he said that, I remember they had that quote up on a screen at the Academy Awards one year. I forget which year it was. And Akira Kurosawa, who is the great director of Seven Samurai, Yojimbo, all those great movies, he was there. He's getting a Academy Award, you know.
Yes, he was the... Akira Kurosawa is, if you don't know, General, is a part of the school...
All right, Margaret, could you give it to me in English without the speech?
I'm giving it to you in the only way I know. He was part of that school, the post-war school that paid homage, you know, to the grand westerns of old. And then, of course, it was doubled back on itself by Sergio Leone, who brought to the spaghetti western that kind of dramatic and the stranger, the heroic stranger that Kurosawa reintroduced. And then...
All right, Margaret, thank you very much.
Well, you guys don't want to learn jack shit, do you?
Tell you all, I'm pissed off, Margaret.
I am pissed off. I had some very cogent and marvelous things to say about this, the Jap. Not the Jap.
Oh, the Jap, huh?
Not the Jap. I meant the one... He's a wonderful... Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Please ignore what I just said. I am very much a Kurosawa fan. I'm very angry at Phil and particularly Bud for ratting me out for the BD.
Yeah, you called Mr. Kurosawa, or whatever his name is, a Jap.
I said it because I was angry, all right? For God's sake, you know, been a lot of years since the war, but there are some things you...
Listen to this.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Well, you know something, Margaret? Phil's right. You, the big liberal, calling one of your great director, what do you want to call him?
You mean an idol?
Yes.
No, he's not an idol of mine. I'm not a filmmaker.
Oh!
I'm not a filmmaker. I'm a writer.
It was great. You just went, oh. Boy, you sound like a man.
I sounded like a man. Are there any other insults people want to give me?
Well, Margaret, you did.
No, are there any other insults people want to give to me? No? All right, thank you.
There she goes.
Yep, she's off.
Okay, I guess that pretty much... brings to an end.
Yeah, I'd say that brings an end to the proceedings today.
But it has been a joy and a half, sports fans. I want you guys to remember to pick up tickets for our one-man show. It'll be on February the 5th at the Hollywood Improv, and we will bring to that show more of the Marvelosity that we have been experimenting with, that we have found ourselves leaning toward, that we have found ourselves, moving and grooving to. What do you want me to say? So, that's... I don't know what I'm trying to say.
But February the 5th.
February the 5th, yeah. So on February the 5th, come out, see the show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and it's 8 o'clock on Thursday night at the Hollywood Improv. All right. world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network.
I'm General Galen Shaw speaking. Or I'm General Galen Shaw singing.
I'm Margaret Gray singing.
You get out of here.
Goodbye, all.